You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On today's episode of the Cooligans, in the first segment, we're going to be talking about the United States men's national team. How great did they play against Guatemala? I don't know. Guatemala won 2-0. Who's getting fired? I think everybody. Who? I don't know. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about a couple other things.
On segment number two, look, I'm talking fast. Talking fast. Look how fast I'm talking. NYCFC draw. Look at that. Fast. Talking fast. Look how fast I'm talking. NYCFC had 10 men. I'm talking fast. Vieiro's really upset. I'm talking so fast.
On segment number three, we acknowledge is that Christian is not actually talking fast. We talk about a convicted rapist trying to play for Wales, and we talk about Max Cruz and his Nutella problem. What is his problem? Well, he likes to slather it all over his naked body.
The word fast does not mean you're talking fast, but on today's episode, we're going to be talking about a lot of cool things. Today on the
Cooligans!
Hi, this is Kyrie Shelton from New York City FC, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Hi, I'm RJ Allen for New York City Football Club, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
This is Ian Joy, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Welcome to the Cooligans,
everybody. Yeah, it's the Cooligans.
We're back. We're back together.
Look at us. Did you miss me?
I missed you so much.
Oh, me too.
The union is back together.
I heard the episode with the interview after you put it up, and I was like, I should have been there.
It was the first episode we didn't do together.
Yeah, what's that? What, 38 episodes?
No, 30. This will be the 35th episode.
Okay, so 34 episodes. It felt like 30. I don't know. Is that good or bad? It feels like only two. That's a good one. Feels like at least 100. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, there's like one of them is bad for like marriage.
Well, let me figure out which one it is before I go home.
You were on vacation. How was your vacation, man?
It was shows. You keep saying vacation, but actually it was shows and then vacation.
No, well, based on the Facebook photos, you goddamn vacated, bro.
Yeah. Well, dude, I mean, not only did we, I did San Francisco, which is kind of dope. And, you know, Dee, my wife, was there, and she can only put up with spending every single night in dingy rooms.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and that's just hanging out with me. No, and that's comedy she loves, but after 3 days, she's like, all right, we did it. Can we go? And, dude, I mean, the one comedy club I was at, Doc's Lab, they treat her like a queen, dude. Like, she gets a free meal every time we're there. They're like, hey, is everything okay? Do you need anything? Free drinks? So it was kind of cool. So, like, she was cool with that. But then once it got to, like, the alt shows, she's like, all right, we're done.
Yeah, and she wasn't treated like royalty anymore.
No, it's like, hey, can you help us hand out flyers? And she's like, no.
Put some chairs out. What are you doing? Yeah, just standing there.
Come on. Yeah. Hey, could you pretend to be audience and laugh, you know? Hey, we got three people here because D's here, you know? No, the shows were all great, but she was done with it. And we needed a break, so she scheduled a photo shoot at a really nice resort in Napa Valley, and we drove out. It was insane. Dude, I drove like $200,000 worth of Mercedes Benzes while I was there. It's just wild.
Not bad.
Yeah, dude. All these like things just kept falling into place. Like the Enterprise lot messed up our
thing.
So instead of a Sentra, I drove like a $80,000 Benz drop top for the same price.
All right.
Yeah, it was wild. It was great.
That gift the gab.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta complain, people, in a nice, firm manner without sounding like an ass. I think that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to hear more about it, check out Show Me Your Bits. That's my podcast. I talk all about it, and the episode's going up pretty soon. But anyway, I had a great time, but what I missed was a really great interview you did with Reese Waters, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, really great.
I guess, you know, 3 years of doing my own podcast and interviewing people finally paid off.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, usually when you talk to somebody on the phone, it can very quickly feel detached.
It can also feel forced, dude. And that's the one thing you didn't sound like. You didn't sound forced at all. Like, you could tell both of you guys used to get along really well before he moved away. And now it's like, oh, friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I was happy with how it went. Yeah, Reese recently went to Leicester City for ESPN. Check out episode 33, 34. Who knows what? 34.
So this is that's why Kirby's there.
Episode 34, and you can hear our interview. He recently went to Leicester City, and he recorded a piece for ESPN that was on SportsCenter. It was also on ESPN FC.
Right. If I could be honest, that's like sending me to like a salad place. Like, he had no idea what he was doing.
but he's learning.
The cool part of it's a cool thing because it's like him learning it. And mm-hmm. to be honest, he's probably a better sample of the American audience. You know what I mean?
Very much so, yeah.
So like for him, because like even the part where he was talking about like promotion relegation, he's like, I really didn't have a way of understanding or like explaining relegation. And I thought about it during the episode. I'm like, yeah, I don't know that I could really. The only way I ever explain is like national, like Major League Baseball teams. Yeah, that, if they lose, they go to AAA. That's the only really way I can actually explain
to an American, that concept is
ridiculous.
Insane. Yeah. The idea of that you say you're a season ticket holder and you're supporting your team. And then in the next time they're playing
the Trenton Thunder as opposed to the, like, you know, the Cleveland Indians. You're like, what?
Yeah, because a lot of times when you buy tickets to support whatever team in whatever sport, you're almost at some point you're sort of over your own players. You want to see.
I don't know that that's the case.
Maybe not with soccer. I think soccer's the only one that it's not really like that.
Yeah, for some reason. But that's true actually for the Knicks. You're like, oh, Kobe's coming. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
if I ever go to a Knicks game, I'm like, well, who are they playing? Because I don't really care for any of these players.
You're not going to Knicks Memphis as much as you want to go to Knicks, like, you know, Golden State.
Exactly.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess that kind of works with soccer, too. Like, I bet you Arsenal sells more tickets for, like, the Tottenham match or the Manchester United match than they do for Watford.
Definitely for casual fans, that's the case. But for season ticket holders like us, they could be playing the Cosmos. We're there, you know?
Yeah,
we'll support.
I like that. I like that you threw a little dig in there. That was nice. Totally unwarranted. I like it. Not necessary at all.
No, the inferior team.
Yeah. You know, the Cosmos.
But welcome back, man.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Reese Waters was cool. If you guys didn't hear that episode, go back and listen to it. It's a great episode. And if you can, I think we posted the video, right?
It's on our Facebook and our Twitter. But you could also find it on ESPN.
Just Google Reese Waters and Cooligans, and I'm sure you'll find it.
Yeah, you got it.
Just go to Cooligans then, maybe.
But while you got back in time for the USA-Guatemala game.
Yeah, I literally got back from the airport. I was trying not to follow the game itself on my phone. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm just going to get home. I'm going to throw my bags down, take off everything but my underwear, sit on the couch, and put on it. Maybe that was too much information.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't necessarily have to picture it, but I'm like, well, what kind of underwear does Alexis wear?
I actually just did it right now. I'm in my underwear. I'm sitting on Polanco's couch.
For some reason, I picture you in, like, Homer Simpson underwear.
What is Homer Simpson underwear?
Oh, my goodness. How are you just tidy whiteys, basically.
Oh, okay,
But, you know, his tidy whiteys are very form-fitting.
Are they over the stomach?
A little bit. Yeah, they are over
the
stomach.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I wear boxer briefs, and I let the stomach just glide right over it. Keeps everything nice and warm
under
there. So I just sat on my couch. I turned it on, and I don't have cable, so I had to, like, you know, turn on the computer and do the whole nine, and I finally get it on, and I'm watching a dumpster fire. You know, I'm like, what is happening?
I think a dumpster fire would have been more pleasant.
Yeah, a dumpster fire at least has two-way action. I mean, and then they finally showed the replays of the two goals because I knew I missed, but I was like, Guatemala up two.
Yeah.
How's that possible? And I shut off all the notifications on my phone. I did everything so that I could show up and just watch the second half pure. And by the way, the second half, everyone's like, they played much better in the second half. We played like garbage in the second half.
Yeah.
What did the first half look like?
I wasn't really impressed at all.
Bedoya, what happened to him? Cut the hair, dude. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that was it. He didn't cut his hair. He didn't get a proper haircut, and that is why we lost.
Damn, Guatemala. I mean, look, Guatemala's pitch looked like a dog track. It was garbage.
Like Yankee Stadium. Yeah. The home base.
Yeah. After both teams have played on it.
It looked a little bad, yeah.
It was rough, dude. You couldn't pass. The ball kept hopping and scopping. Scopping is not a word. Skipping everywhere. It didn't look great, but still, I mean, it's Guatemala. I think the three of us would put up a fight if we put us in any other national team, we'd put up a fight versus Guatemala.
Well, the goals that the U.S. gave up were... The one that upset me the most was who was it? Ruiz, I think, that long...
Yeah, like middle of nowhere. By the way, Mix Diskerud, badly involved in both goals.
Yeah, first of all, you know, I own a Mix jersey.
Yeah, I have his autograph on my head.
We're big fans of the guy.
We're not haters.
What was it? Was it surprising to us that he was starting? Maybe. And a big game like that?
Jurgen really likes him, so...
He was playing... So we know that Jurgen Klinsmann said none of the players were playing out of position.
No.
But when you see the lineup...
But Tim Howard is not a striker, so I don't know what they were...
That did look a little odd.
A little odd. He looked really uncomfortable up there.
He was like, why am I dressed differently than you guys?
Yeah. And it just goes to show, you're going to get a red card if you grab the ball in the middle of the pitch.
Yeah, but... Mix was playing a defensive midfield role, which looked on paper, it looked odd.
Did he have a beard and look too much like Pirlo and confused Jurgen Klinsmann? Why? How is that possible?
Look, I know Mix is definitely even for NYCFC, he hustles. He chases every ball,
and he has gotten better defensively. But that's not all of a sudden your position on the national team.
But that first goal was because he just kind of got out muscled.
Yeah,
they were saying he slipped, but I forgot who scored the goal in that header, but. Mix was significantly smaller than the guy. The guy had shoulders for days.
Yeah, and yeah, yeah.
Mix was just hiding under his hair.
He literally got mushed into the ground.
That's basically what it looked like.
That's not what happens when you're in front of goal, dude.
So it was a bad... It looked bad on Mix. That's really
That's
concern.
That's not what you want to see on your national team. If this was January camp friendly, it would still be frustrating. What could have possibly knocked us out of the hexagonal?
Yeah,
that's still that shouldn't be the word. I'm protesting.
Just say hex. Just say hex, bro.
He could have put a hex on it. We may not qualify for the World Cup if we don't win tonight, essentially.
Yeah.
We're recording this on Tuesday. If we don't win tonight, I think we're out officially.
No, it won't be out, but it'll be much, much tougher to get in.
I heard Colombia struggling too. I mean, it seems like this isn't just us, but still, like, you know, that's not the team you want to see. You don't want to see Jeff Cameron as an outside back.
Yeah.
He's a great center back, and dude, Stoke played him once at right back. What are we doing?
Yeah, that looked really odd.
And I agree. I kind of agree with Jurgen Klinsmann. Look, they weren't playing out of position, but they weren't playing in their best position.
Exactly.
Mix has played defensive midfielder before. I'm sure when he was 8 years old, he probably did an amazing job at it. That's not his best position. That's not where we continuously use him. And you want to talk about players out of position, what the fuck is Michael Bradley doing all the way forward? Go back. You're not that guy. He should have swapped with Mix.
I agree. Yeah.
Why the hell does Klinsmann think he's a number 10? He hasn't been a number 10 forever.
Yeah, to me, Kyle Beckerman maybe should have been in the position Mix was in.
Yeah, but against Guatemala, Kyle Beckerman is a great... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, against Germany, not the guy I want to see. But against... Absolutely. Oh, it's so frustrating.
It was.
People want Jurgen Klinsmann fired.
They do.
You're very resolute about it.
Well, they, you know.
What do you want? Because I've been very, me, Arsene Wenger, and Jurgen Klinsmann follow the same track with me. Like, I've been very pro them, and right now I'm very down on both of them. So right now I'm kind of in the Klinsmann out camp.
I'm getting there. But there's something about Klinsmann. I would say when he got on board, I liked his personality.
Didn't it seem like the coming of Jesus or something?
It really
like
did, especially compared to Bradley, right? There's
quiet, no real personality.
Exactly. So I thought that would be a great sort of uplifting thing for the squad and for the future of the men's national team.
Yeah, it was like we finally got our guy. Remember, that's how it was like sold to us. Like, we finally got the guy.
But after that Guatemala loss, there seems like there's some confusion.
That's a good way to put it.
That I don't think he's sort of making clear to everyone. And why would he? He wants to keep his job. But there seems to be something fundamentally wrong, and it's not really being discussed.
Yeah, fundamentally wrong is that we suck. We haven't looked this good, and if I know Landon Donovan has some personal issues with him. The way he was kept off, I'm not a big fan of either. I don't think Landon Donovan is the greatest player in the world. He's probably the greatest player we've ever produced, but I don't think he's the greatest player in the world. But that's not how you treat the guy like he did in the World Cup. And I was fine with it. And I'll say this. I think you got to agree with Landon when he says, like, right now we probably have the best player pool we've ever had. We have the deepest player pool we've ever had. We have the best players right now. Now's not the time to be losing to Guatemala 2-0 and looked anemic out there. We looked like we couldn't score if we paid Guatemala to move over. We'd miss the frame.
Yeah. The last couple of days we've everyone's been trying to do this. Just like, how did this happen? Really? Yeah. It's just everybody trying to answer that question. And there's no... clear answer, but the problem with the lineup with the the squad, the people who were called up, the coaching.
Yeah.
It's clearly Klinsmann's fault. That's all we can.
Yeah, at the end of the day, yeah, it's got to be, right?
That's we can really point to.
So we're both like want him
because we're not really blaming
gone, right?
I mean, we do, but we're not really blaming the players, right? Because in a lot of sports, you were like, well, these are the players, like they made whatever mistakes. But I don't know, for some reason, I don't know if it's a general soccer thing, but it seems like the players are sort of getting off, or escaping some sort of responsibility.
I mean, maybe, and I think, people have been hard on the players because it did look like they didn't want to win. It looked like they didn't care, and they were just, it seemed like they were very, did they get downers or something before the game? Because, were there any tricks played with their food? Because they looked like they all had, they just had diarrhea before the match.
They didn't look that motivated, but also the formation was a little, it was a 4-4-1.
One.
Yeah,
four,
right.
4-4-1-1.
One. 1-1, right. And so that looked a little... I don't know if that's a normal sort of, because it was like just Bobby Wood up front, basically responsible.
Yeah, center forward, which
I don't know if that's his real role necessarily. And also, look, Josie was hurt. He didn't. He subbed in.
Yeah, he came in at the end.
But
I don't think Josie would have made much of a difference. He had that great strike on goal that just got kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think he would have made that much of a difference. Maybe it would have been 1-2. I mean, we weren't playing well through the middle. We didn't have a great... it reminded me a lot of NYCFC's last match, where it just seemed like we really didn't have control of the ball. When we got it, we were nervous. We weren't sure where to put it. Yeah. Again, we're talking about Guatemala here, guys. There's MLS clubs that'll beat Guatemala.
Yeah, the Ruiz, looks... He looks out of shape. I mean, he looks...
he looks like a deli owner that got thrown in there.
Genuinely unhealthy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he doesn't look like a soccer player at all.
They're like a little tubby, It's like you don't reveal the Ronaldo abs when you lift up his shirt.
He looks up and we're like, come on.
Yeah, don't do that to us.
God, there's kids watching.
So it's not to the point where it's tragic because, we have to wait for this result.
We're almost there.
We've
started the sandwich. We got two pieces of bread. One of them's got peanut butter.
Yeah.
All we need is that shit jam. let me ask you this real quick, because I know we got to move on to the next segment. If Jurgen Klinsmann were to be fired, here's the next big question. Who replaces him?
We were talking about this a little bit off air. This is a tough question because I don't know exactly... Especially with Jurgen's qualifications, the resume, his history, he's like, obviously whoever you get next is a downgrade, right? For the resume's sake, it is.
Sure, absolutely. As far as accomplishments, yes.
And we were talking about maybe MLS coaches that could possibly...
Right. I know Stars and Stripes FC, if you guys check them out, is one of the ESPN Nation blogs. They had a couple names. One of the ones was Jesse Marsh. It seems like he's doing pretty well at Red Bull. I don't know if that's necessarily the guy for the national team. I don't think winning a... I guess two. He has one too, right? He has one too. Just one Supporters Cup. Pecky won the other one, but then they win three. Two and 3 years. Yeah, so he won one. I don't know. I mean, look, they redid the club and all that, but I don't know if that's enough, to say now you should run the national team. Bruce Arena, which I know we didn't really talk about, he has been asked would he take over, and he says he no longer is interested in the job. He's a little bit up there in age.
Yeah,
dude's from Brooklyn, so I think he could handle it.
But he was the coach in the past.
Yeah, he has been the coach in the past.
It seems like I don't know what the best qualifications for a national team manager is, but it seems like they should have a very good connection with the players, because it's not a club manager who's training the players
right
several days a week. You have to very quickly and in a little amount of time mesh all these different
and you kind of got to be a little bit of like a father figure, a little bit of a mentor.
Yeah.
So it should be someone who's reached high levels of success, so that limits the names.
Stars and Stripes also suggests Caleb Porter.
Very good in the college level. Obviously just won an MLS Cup.
Yeah, and after the Timbers won the MLS Cup, they've been making a lot of MLS have been putting a lot of short, documentary style things about the team, and Caleb Porter just seems like connecting with players and motivating players, He seems like a. He seemed very good at that. I don't know if he could do that on such a huge level as
he 100% is that, and he's kind of a dick.
Yeah,
which I kind of like. I think that kind of fits the American.
He's loyal. He's very loyal to his players.
It's so funny that I said he's the dick, and you go, "Yeah, he's loyal."
but that doesn't mean. But you can be a dick and still be loyal.
But I mean, that's just what equated for you. You were like, "Yeah, he is. He's loyal. Yeah, he's a dick. He's a dick to everybody else but us."
Exactly.
But yeah, he's one of those guys. He's rough. I mean, look, he pissed off Pep Guardiola at the MLS All-Star. Yeah,
but
so.
Pep had it coming.
Yeah, here's who I say. Pep had it coming. How dare you come in here with your super team? Try to beat our MLS All-Stars. Here's who I say, and we can end on this if you want. Landon Donovan, he's been talking garbage about him. You become the manager.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Come on, let's see what you got, Landon.
You talk so much about the men's national team. Why don't you marry it?
Well, if you love it so much. That would be great. Imagine we win the World Cup with Landon. We're all like, gee, I told you we said so.
How salty would Jurgen be if Landon Donovan became the next national team manager?
Well, I know he's did you see his house is for sale?
That's right. Yeah,
everyone's kind of flipping out about that. They think of it as a sign that he's going to be fired. He would burn that house down as opposed to collect the $2.5 million.
That's sort of a weird thing of, like, you know, when people put their houses up for sale, even players, so you sort of know something's about to happen. But it doesn't necessarily seem that way for Jurgen, because he's not, like, literally on the chopping block.
Yeah, but remember when LeBron was making the decision?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember he bought a place in Miami, or he rented something? He bought some, like, a cabana at some, like, beach club. And they were like, oh, he's going to Miami. And everyone was like, you're out of your mind. Why would he ever go to Miami? And then he's like, decision, I'm going to South Beach. We're like, oh, my God, he's going to Miami. Right. So I think from that moment, I've had a lot of trust in real estate movements, you know, as to what's going to happen.
Well, I think... Jurgen, actually, he just put a bid on a house in Cameroon. So who knows if...
Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Oh, my God. Well, Harry Redknapp is now the manager of Jordan, and they won their first match, I think, like 9-1, and they just lost like 7-1. So,
still...
Right? I don't know if those are the actual numbers, but I think his goal differential right now is like 2, after winning by 8.
But it's still a lot of work to do.
Yeah, well, maybe, Jordan can use a little Jurgen Klinsmann, and we'll take Harry Redknapp, please, now. Only a joke.
So let's get to the second segment. We'll talk some NYCFC. We went to the match.
Yeah, let's do it.
Some MLS news.
Got back in time for that bad boy.
Let's do that right now. See you in a moment.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Alexis Guerrero. I'm one of the Cooligans, and I just want to talk to you guys real quick about On The Volley Apparel. Really cool clothing brand based out of Southern California. They're LA Galaxy fans, but do not hold it against them. Right now, I'm wearing the most comfortable hoodie, and I'm not making that up. The most comfortable pullover hoodie I've ever owned, and it's got the Wu-Tang logo on the front with a soccer pitch inside of it. If you go to our Instagram, you're going to see some of the photos of it. It's absolutely some of the coolest stuff I've ever had. I want you guys to go check them out on Instagram. At On The Volley Apparel, ONTHEVOLLEY Apparel is APPAREL. Check them out. Their website is VA Football Club, VAFootballClub.com. Check them out. Absolutely awesome clothing. Such cool style. Buy some of that stuff. Really support them because these guys are doing a great job producing some really, really awesome stuff. And we absolutely love all of their stuff. I think you guys are really going to love it too. Again, check out that Wu-Tang. They even have that in a t-shirt. So I know it's starting to be summer. It's going to get nice and hot. Buy yourself a dope t-shirt. I wore it on stage the other day and people kept asking me where I got it. It's pretty dope. I think everyone's going to love it. I think you will too. Check them out, On The Volley Apparel. We were talking. I don't know. I like to get right into it.
We're like over it.
We're so over it. We were so happy to be back together, and now we're like, shit.
Yeah, I know this guy.
Yeah, we've been here before. We talked a little bit about the men's national team. A lot of those players come from the MLS. How is that league doing right now? It's been exciting. It's been really exciting.
It has been. You don't got to convince me, Alexis.
No, apparently not. You're right on board. But it's been a little frustrating if you're an NYCFC fan, which we are.
Yeah.
But probably not as frustrating as if you're a Seattle Sounders fan.
Jordan Morris was supposed to... bring the franchise back. You know?
How do you think he feels right now?
Wonder. It is obviously that's the biggest shock on the looking at the MLS standings how is it possible that Seattle Sounders have not won one match or even drawn one? They have 0 points.
Yeah, and Werder Bremen is out of the relegation zone. I mean, they're not out of the battle. They're a point away from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Eddie, I think he would, I think he still prefers being in Seattle over
I don't know
Bremen.
Why that is. I wouldn't. I think he's got to be looking and going, oh, that was a mistake. Was it Werder Bremen or Wolfsburg?
No, Werder Bremen.
Was it Werder Bremen? Mm-hmm. All right, well, their logos are relatively similar. So it confuses me because that's how simple I am.
But we did. We went to the NYCFC match against the New England Revolution.
Yeah, which I thought we had a chance. And do you know how frustrating it is? You do, because you were next to me. to see your team beat up a man and still not even have most of the best chances.
Yeah.
I mean,
very, very look, again, this is, it's, we had that first game, we got 4 goals, we were like, oh, this is a brand new squad.
Look at this,
the energy,
we're gonna be scoring more than everyone.
We're gonna be scoring everywhere. We're gonna give up all the goals, but we'll, as long as we score one more goal than the other team, we'll be fine.
I think I actually said we'll score the most in the league, but we'll have a goal differential. We'll have the least goal differential.
Yeah.
I was way wrong. I was half wrong. We're still going to have the lowest goal differential because we can't score. The problem is we're not scoring any goals.
Yeah, the fact that so there was a very harsh challenge against Tommy Mack. And
which, by the way, in the 4 games we've played, 3 times there's been a straight red.
Oh, wow.
How wild is that?
Well, so how did you feel? I don't know if you saw the replay of the straight red.
Probably not. Should not have been a straight red.
I think, you know what I would say?
Well, set it up for us just so the audience doesn't know what we're talking about.
There was a ball deflected and it went to Tommy Mack, and it was basically in the center of the pitch.
Right.
And I wish I could remember the guy's name. The
defender.
The defender or midfielder. Yeah,
midfielder, sorry. It was coming from... His behind him
at an angle, and he slid right into Tommy Mack's standing leg, and right into his heel,
right into it, and with kind of studs up,
definitely studs up without a doubt, but
like not studs up in the air, just studs up, not flat with the ground. Yeah,
it looked bad. You definitely warranted a yellow. Very for surprised sure. by the straight red, and it happened the 51st minute. So at this point, we're like, all right, we're going to...
Yeah, we got 40 minutes,
we have 40 minutes. We have 40, yeah, we have,
we'll figure them out.
Yeah, we have like a full like Law & Order episode to score.
Yeah, yeah. At the very least.
At the very least.
With commercials.
Yeah.
You pause it and go make yourself a sandwich, you still got time.
Exactly. So, but it was a slide right into a standing leg. Very surprised. I would say in almost any other league, it probably would have been a yellow. The referee was...
If he had gotten a yellow already, it would have been a yellow to a red. I mean, he would have gotten a yellow again.
Exactly.
But I don't know that it would have been a straight red.
I don't think it would have been a straight red.
Especially the way he was calling the match. He was kind of loose. I forget who the ref was, but he was kind of like allowing physical play.
Yeah. But he was calling fouls when they happened. I mean, Poku got... And so also, Kwadwo Poku started. So we're very excited about that because Kyrie and Mix were out international duty. And that was one thing that kind of made me happy. Poku did the things he did wrong were, and the things that I think Vieira hates about him is that, one, we know that he's dominant, right? And he can keep the ball.
He's strong. He's an ox.
He's literally... So just swatting people away.
he looks like you know, like when they have like movies and like it's warriors and like here comes like the crazy big guy.
Yeah,
and people running
through,
at him. And he's just like moving.
Yeah,
he's that's kind of what he looks
Poku's
like.
Poku's literally mushing defenders. Yeah,
yeah. What the guy with the Guatemalan guy did to Mix, he does to everyone.
To everybody.
He does it to the ref. He does it to the fans. He's gunning through the entire audience.
He doesn't know who he's doing it to, but he will do it.
He's in the produce section. He's just mushing old people in the face.
But his problem, he keeps the ball too long.
Way too long.
But he has the ability to, because most people cannot take the ball away from him. But there were certain, he draws defenders and he can keep the ball. But there were 2 or 3 moments he just kept it too long and messed with the chemistry of the rest of the team.
Yeah. And, you know, what happens is, especially if you're doing that near the box, right? If you're doing that in the other team, right in front of the other team's goal, there's not a lot of room for people to maneuver. So they end up waiting and watching.
Yeah.
And that's what's frustrating, because defenders get to set. Everything kind of gets set in place. And then you end up, all the focus is on Poku. It's like, okay, well, now do something, because everyone has stopped moving.
Yeah.
He's not the only one, though. Pirlo had the ball at his feet relatively in front of goal. For him, probably not the biggest challenge to hit a curler from there. And he kind of hesitated and then passed back.
Everyone was generally hesitant. That's what I...
Yeah, there was a lot of that, like, misstep. Like, not misstep, but, like, I guess hesitation is the right word. There was, like, all of us were like, and then nothing would happen. And we're like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was really... I mean, I think probably the most frustrating part is, like, all right, so Vieira's talked about, and here I am talking about Vieira, which I didn't think I was going to do. But he seems to... The players seem to be happy with this two formations.
One
away from home.
I don't mean to cut you off, but... Boy, was he upset after that match.
Yeah,
he was more upset with that draw than the Orlando loss.
100%.
He was very, very disappointed.
Because at least in the Orlando loss, we had chances at goal.
Yeah.
The ball didn't go in the net. This one, we didn't even attempt. I mean, although to be honest, it looked like we had a lot of attempts at goal. It felt like there were none, you know, because it seemed like the attempts at goal were either like just, you know, happenstance or, I mean, and I guess at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say about Vieira is... Three men in the back. He switches to four. He takes Mena off.
Yeah.
Switches to four men in the back. Still doesn't change. I mean, maybe it was just too big of a switch for everyone, because everyone's used to playing in the WM. But, dude, I mean, it's simple. I mean, the way to attack, it seems, just stay wide. And you got guys like, I mean, Martinez came in. He looked amazing. But granted, he had three other defenders. Mena looked like shit because he had only had other two. Hernandez, I don't know why he's still starting.
I like Hernandez. I don't know why you don't like him. I think he's honestly.
He's serviceable at best to me.
I think as far as center backs go, I think he is the I don't want to say the best center back, but he is. He seems the most passionate and gives up. Literally his body every week to
because that's his best skill set, to be completely honest. I've only ever seen him get angry that other people aren't in their place. I've never seen him direct traffic. I've never seen him, you know, arrange the line, the back line. I've never seen any of those things. All I see are him making a slight mistake and then making a great recovery. But that can get you in trouble in time. I mean,
sure.
Essentially what Kwame, you know, Watson, Sarobi only did was recover. You know, I think we need some stability. I think I would honestly love to see RJ Allen instead of Iraola. I mean, that might sound insane to people who play FIFA, but
I completely agree.
I mean, he doesn't seem like he, you know, Iraola just, there's something about his play that doesn't seem as confident as when RJ Allen is back there.
I don't know if it's
the ability to, I think when you play in Europe, you're not used to players running directly at you. You know what I mean? Like, they have a different set of skills sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, they're positioning themselves or they lay off.
Liam Neeson.
Right.
There's a different type of skill. Yeah.
So you're saying Iraola can go and basically kill a bunch of Turkish dudes or Armenian dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is, like, you know, in Europe, they seem to lay off a little bit. They allow you to, in America, we come straight for the ball. And maybe that's because we lack certain finesse or flair, whatever it is, your average player, whatever the case may be. It seems like the athleticism and the speed of the game here doesn't make Iraola look as good as he did when he was over in the Basque country.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
I mean? RJ Allen seems like he understands that a little better, and I think he would probably play a little better. You know, things like Kyrie when he was here running back and forth, I mean, it's so frustrating. You know, having two different formations, like three in the back, I love the idea. I love to have as many people forward. It doesn't seem to be working. What do we do now?
I mean, and that was very clear. I mean, in, you know, what, 20 minutes in?
Mena,
you know,
comes out. I mean,
Mena comes out. So it's like,
how many times have you seen a manager make that? I mean, not in FIFA.
And that's a poor substitution, you know? That's a tactical error, you know? And
on the part of Patrick.
Yeah. I mean, just because of, you know, he went with a formation that he wanted to start with, but and then he had to change it, but also he had to use a substitution. So now we only have two. So that could have affected.
Yeah, but I'd rather he make that decision than to say, well, I'd rather wait and see what happens because I need to hold on to three substitutions. You know what I mean?
I understand, but I mean,
I agree with you.
Look at the result.
It wasn't playing correctly.
Exactly. That's really the main thing. You would think that given the time he's had, getting to know the roster, that something like that wouldn't happen.
Right.
That's all. And just given his knowledge, you would think that he would be sort of more aware of that stuff.
Well, you know why he's using the 3-4-3 is because of the short pitch that we play.
Yeah, that I do know.
But so, I mean, it seems to be that, you know, our home pitch is our biggest issue. Because the one game we played on the road, played really well.
Yeah, yeah. And we have one more home game before we go away again. So, yeah, I mean, it's starting to feel like...
Maybe we'll figure it out.
Well, it's starting to feel like Yankee Stadium is the problem.
Yeah, kind of. And, dude, I mean, Mendoza looked incredible in every video I've ever saw of him. And, dude, he comes out there, he's still fast. Fast as a whip, but, dude, I mean...
Finishing.
He cannot find the goal post. I mean, all he does is find the odd end of the post.
Well, I think he's... He's such a new, look, he just signed with the team 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows how to play with them. I think individually, he is a star. He looks great. But when it comes to chemistry, I don't think he knows. He doesn't know where anybody else is going to be, really.
No, he doesn't know that yet. He knows people along his end.
Yeah.
He seems like he can find the opposite midfielder, whoever is sliding over to help. Typically, it's T-Mac. Yeah. Seems like he can find him. Other than that, I mean, I was hoping kind of to see Mikey Lopez, to be honest. Just we needed some speed. And, you know, I thought Kyrie was going to be that. Obviously, he wasn't there. Mikey Lopez seems like he's nothing but speed. And I thought he'd be great. And he doesn't put him in. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, we didn't have enough subs. That's why.
But the final substitution could have been Mikey.
Sure. Know? Who was the final substitution?
I can't remember now. Kirby, you want to look that up for us?
It was Poku who left. Medi Bellucci.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when you need speed, Medi Bellucci is the guy you call. He's like, what, 34, 35?
He's an older man. You know, he gave us a great
32. All right. He was never fast to begin with.
He gave us one goal last season.
Beautiful goal, though. Beautiful goal, Took his shirt off and everything.
Huh? He gave us a couple. Was it more than one? I thought maybe.
Well, I think we all remember the one goal we're talking about.
Yeah. So, a frustrating point. I mean, Vieira did say after the match, he said, I mean, and I'm sort of taking a little out of context, but he basically said, we didn't play. We didn't play. It was a lot. He said there were chemistry issues. He said he really put them under the bus, threw them under the bus. It was like when we have a tactical strategy and everyone stops following it, this is the sort of the results that we get.
Did he say that?
He really did say
that. Jeez.
So he was not, he really was unhappy. I mean, he really felt like that.
Well, you and I heard that he was a little bit of a taskmaster during preseason. Players weren't allowed to leave the resort they were in, and you couldn't go out at night. Imagine now.
they're going to be sent to the corner.
Yeah, they're all wearing dunce caps in training.
Yeah, they will be punished.
Remember, Sam Allardyce is famous for starting practice at like 5:30. You know, like he makes his players have to be up
PM.
Early.
No, PM.
He wants you after boozing. Yeah. Party starts at midnight if you're on old Sam's team. No, it's 5:30 in the morning is like when you have to show up to training. And he's really, really tough. And it's like an army boot camp with him. I have a feeling Vieira's starting to Sam Allardyce a little bit right now.
He might have to.
Yeah, that scale's moving over. I mean, if that were me, I would too. And I mean, no one looked more frustrated than him. Second to him goes David Villa. I mean, I can't say enough. This guy's doing everything he can to try to score. But he's 5'8", 5'9". He's not a center forward, man.
Yeah, well, he's been playing...
5'9". That's not a center forward.
He's been playing...
Thank you, Kirby.
...on the wing, left wing, a lot more.
But that's because in the 4-3-4-3, they allow them to roam. You notice, like, some of the players are switching sides.
Yeah, but that's not what he did last season. Last season, he was a center forward, without a doubt.
Yeah, straight up center forward.
So
yeah, you're right.
He's coming in from the left, and that's definitely where he shines and he's more comfortable. But it's...
Mullins has got to be center. I mean, he's got the height, and dude, that dude could find the goal. I know he hasn't, but he's got the skill for it.
I don't know. I'm a little wary of
Rob, who now hangs out with us. Rob Hobson, really funny dude. He all he does is look over and go, you know who needs to come in right now? And it's always Mullins. Like 5 minutes into the match, he's like, you know who we need to sub in right now?
I mean,
we need Mullins.
I would say without a doubt, across the four games, our best player. I mean, and I'm, you know, it's weird to just say our best, like, throw that word around because we have such, you know, we have Villa, but Tommy Mack has really, he's just always star. In the right place.
Yeah, he's been the star. He's absolutely, which, you know what, I think it was so funny when he scored. I think, like, the majority of the people around us who are in our fantasy league had Tommy
Mack.
Yeah,
we did. We were very excited.
That was so funny. We're all like, yeah, for Mack.
We all did it.
I got him, too. Wait, you got him? I got him, too. That's how much confidence we have.
He looks... he's just one of those guys that we were talking about him, I think, 2 weeks ago. He's just like...
Yeah, he runs like duck-footed and he...
He just does. He looks the most uncomfortable.
Yeah, he looks like a mechanic.
If you saw everyone running around, you're like, why is that guy there? He looks a little strange.
Whose cousin was invited to... he doesn't look...
Yeah, this is a clear case of nepotism. This guy doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
But he's just always in the right place. And after Villa shot... he headed the ball in, and he gave us our only goal. He's given us already a couple gorgeous goals.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like the fact. It seems like he's settled down too with Vieira. Now we just need everyone else to do the same thing.
In other MLS news, there weren't many games, but I did catch the...
Well, it seems like round four is extending through the week.
So yeah, that's right, because I think because of the international break. So
yeah.
Vieira was also very upset with this. He hated that he even had to play because he wished they could have gotten the break. But there were only, I believe, three matches, maybe four, three or four matches, in all of MLS this weekend. So that was strange because some teams got the time off and some didn't. So that seems a little unfair.
Well, MLS has bye weeks. So, I mean, they don't call them bye weeks, but they have like non-active weeks.
Well, I know that...
Maybe they do call them bye weeks.
No, actually. Well, I know that this time, this season, I think they instituted a new rule where teams could take off during international breaks if they wanted to. I think they have like a certain number of breaks that they can use if they choose to.
Is that true?
That's what I read.
This is the most confusing league.
but Vieira was not happy that that he has to play. But I did catch the Houston against DC United game, and DC is.
And you have Castillo, right?
Yeah, but I didn't start him.
I think you did because you have. No, you do because you. 12, you didn't?
I didn't start him.
He had 9 points, dude.
I'm an
idiot. What are you doing?
I thought he might have been hurt or, you know, he left in a stretcher the week prior.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, he can't be. He's not going to be 100%.
Obviously, he's not going to. And then he literally 5 seconds later.
I didn't know he was goddamn Wolverine. His bones healed immediately.
That's hilarious.
Deadpool. But Houston absolutely crushed DC United. They did not. DC United looks like they are... They're not off to a good start. They really need
Not. Well, they got a new player, and they got Roberto Mancini's kid.
That's his name. He doesn't have a...
That's his nickname. Not even related to that.
Hey, Roberto Mancini's kid. Yeah, shut up, Roberto Mancini's kid.
Come on. I'm losing my voice here trying to say your goddamn name.
Why is your name so goddamn long?
We're going to call you Brian. Is that all right?
Oh, no, but I haven't... No.
Roberto Mancini's kid. Brian. Who's Roberto Mancini's kid? Look at this. Look what you made me do.
So they do not look great. Obviously this bodes well for NYCFC. The Eastern Conference, again, looks like it's, not going to have anyone, that dominant.
I think the top of our of the Eastern Conference has 6 points.
Correct.
The top of the Western Conference has 9. So, it's an additional win. Some of them played 4. Sporting Kansas City, like FC Dallas, is not tied for first, but they're in second place. Sporting Kansas City only played 3 matches, and they have 9. They look like world beaters right now. They're our Garden State Warriors, if you will.
Garden State Warriors?
Garden State, yeah, the Jersey, which is a very successful youth soccer team. Golden State Warriors. And they're our Leicester City right now, even though they were good last year. I think if we won the league, we would be the Leicester City of MLS.
If
how badly we played last year?
Wait. Oh, the Leicester. I heard Leicester City. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, no, would
this
I ever say
City?
That? Would I ever say that
how
about
dare you?
No, obviously I meant Kirby for some reason.
I know where
Kirby said it. No, I said Leicester City.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah. I think we would be, right?
I mean, it probably would not be the same because of, I guess we would be the equivalent comparatively to the other teams at MLS. We are more the higher spending clubs,
right?
So it's unlike Leicester, which
yeah, that's a good point.
You know, which got found all their players
at Chivas USA. Yeah, they came found back from the dead.
Leicester found all their players just like at a TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
Oh, the bargain bin. What a deal!
Wait, so all the bag boys at this grocery store know how to play soccer?
Okay,
all
right, well then, I think we could field the squad.
I'm pretty sure we'll buy all of you.
Hey, Riyad in the back. Yeah. You're a little short, but I think we could use you.
Right? Get off of that gyro, the gyro station. Quit making shawarmas, Riyad, and get your ass over here.
Oh man.
Barcelona's thinking of buying him.
You think they're gonna
Barcelona's talking about it. That's the rumor.
Yeah, I'm actually curious how different Leicester is gonna look next season.
I don't know. They're going to get the money for being in the Premier League next year, but this year they're getting $150 million. I mean, they got to spend all of that.
They got to spend all of that on players.
At this point, you know, they need to win.
They're going to win the Premier League title and they just break even.
Yeah. they're in the red still.
Profit is like, we made 6 pounds last season. Yeah. How great.
Don't supersize it, I guess. Only one of you can supersize it.
Oh, man.
I remember 2 years ago, Arsenal only lost like 19 million pounds and they were like, good job.
Like, okay. Yeah.
Not bad. That's the net worth of .com millionaires, yeah. You know? Yeah, so that's it. So MLS, been fun. Maybe we'll come back. We're all going to be sitting in Kirby's corner.
Oh yeah.
Maybe we'll talk a little bit about MLS fantasy as well.
Yeah, we'll come
back. Because our league is a lot of fun. And I'm not winning, so I'm not happy about it.
I think I'm above you.
Let's just say Kevin Hall's winning, and he started two players that are injured. So it's not looking great at the moment.
All right, so we'll get to Kirby's Corner in just a moment, everybody. So stay tuned.
We'll be right back after this.
Damn, Alexis, you look amazing.
Damn, Christian, I was gonna say the same thing about you. You're practically glowing.
Dude, I gotta know, did you lose weight?
Did you just shave?
Did you get a new haircut?
Did you get your teeth whitened?
Did you get a face tattoo?
Did you get bicep implants?
No, I think it's that we're both wearing these great shirts from On the Volley Apparel.
That's right. Not only are On the Volley clothes super comfortable, they have some amazing designs.
Yeah, they're all soccer inspired, like their shirt with the Wu-Tang logo that has a soccer pitch in it.
Dude, that's one of my favorites. You know what? We gotta let our fans know that they could save 20% off any order with the promo code THECOOLIGANS, all one word, just by going to VAFootballClub.com.
That is huge. 20% off any order of On the Volley Apparel at VAFootballClub.com just by using the promo code THECOOLIGANS, all one word. That's a great deal.
Yeah, our listeners are really lucky. Hey, you don't think this tattoo of Elsa on my face looks stupid, do you?
Nah, man, of course not. Hey, do you think it's weird that my doctor added nipples to my bicep implants?
The Cooligans.
We are back with Kirby's.
That's actually what I meant to say. I meant to go Kirby's Corner.
Kirby's Corner.
Yeah, we really missed out on the synchronicity there.
Yeah, I might edit it. In 3, 2... Kirby's Corner.
Kirby's Corner. Corner.
Yeah.
Hey, Kirby. How are you, man? You were also... We spent time together last week.
We shot a lovely video.
Yeah, that'll be out this week.
Wait, you guys shot a video without me?
Yeah, fuck you.
Wow.
What kind of shit is this? This is the top news item on Kirby's Corner.
You went to Napa without us?
My heart is broken.
Yes.
No, did you guys really? All right. I can't wait to see it.
I didn't realize how sensitive.
I think it's probably not that good.
it's great. I wrote it.
And listen, I know we don't do this often, but we always have Periscope on for the third segment. I know that it sucks if we're answering questions in the Periscope, the podcast listeners can't hear. But somebody asked if we are in Spanish, if we are, who are the Cooligans and are we a podcast? Sí, nosotros somos un podcast. Eso es lo que ustedes ven ahora. Nosotros estamos haciendo. Y más de un podcast, nosotros vamos video. Alguna vez junto, pero en esta vez, porque yo no estaba aquí la semana que pasado. Estos dos lo hicieron solo. que malo son. Y tenemos un blog y un website. So if you're listening to the podcast and you don't know what I said, I just said kill all the white people.
No, hola, me llamo Kirby Pate. Me gusta queso.
I think it's pate in Spanish.
No, nope. Okay.
No, it's not that. It's not the word you. Oh, at the
didn't
end,
he just sign with Chelsea?
Yeah. Hey, all right, great start.
We're,
I just
we're
said
having
that.
Fun.
Also, we're just, not just a podcast. We also do videos.
I just want to make sure the podcast listeners know that whenever Alexis is speaking Spanish and says the word blog, he twiddles his fingers to show that he is
blog. Because I don't know the real word for it in Spanish.
I think blog is the word.
I mean, it's blog in French. Blog.
Yeah, yeah. Blog? That's like one of those words that is just universal in every language.
Is it really?
Like Madonna. McDonald's.
Oh, I thought you meant Madonna.
No, I meant
Madonna.
Did you know that? Sorry,
I heard she likes it supersized.
Oh,
nothing like an old riff from the 90s.
Yeah, everybody gets that one.
When I was born,
she's an old woman at this point. Young people are like, that is disgusting, Alexis.
Do you know that in France they actually have a language police, and if a word is deemed not French enough, they will write a new language, a new word for it. So like, email was getting big in France, so they decided le email is not French enough, so they call it le courriel.
Le courriel?
Courriel. Which is like...
So you could say that, but not aluminum foil?
It's aluminum foil. Come on, man.
Foil.
Also, we almost burned down Christian world-class recording studio.
Yeah,
correct.
The what is it? The Westin toaster oven you had? Sure. We almost...
Yeah, it is. I stole it from a motel.
Yeah. They're trying to heat up pizza.
Let's just say that they don't usually have live fires in them, but we found a way to make that happen.
I never heard of flammable pizza. But that's what Alexis brought to my home.
When you have it with brandy sauce.
Shrimp and brandy sauce. If you don't know what it is, it tastes better than whatever you're thinking. It doesn't look better than it, but it tastes better than what you're thinking. So anyway, it's from La Duca out in Brooklyn. Good job, La Duca. Yeah, they're not a sponsor, but you know, neither is the news, which you're about to give us. Right?
Oh, that was smooth transition.
Terrible transition, but
and
we forced it in there.
And I'm just going to bring the mood right down.
Are we going to start with this one?
Yeah, well, we need to acknowledge it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just say I'm having a moment of silence for it then.
Suicide bomber killed 41 at a soccer game in Iraq. I don't know how to react to this. It's becoming just too common.
Yeah, I think I don't think there's. First of all, we're supposed to be funny. First, there's nothing funny about this. No.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. God damn it, Christian.
But how about this impression? No.
No.
we said we weren't going to make it funny, and here you are again.
Hey,
we're
just bringing levity.
We're not really doing it.
You told me to do an impression, so I did Kermit the Frog talking about ISIS.
Oh God. Here's what I'll say. Like I don't know what to say really. They almost did it in France. They got away with it in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And I think for all soccer fans all over the world, we hope that it stops.
Yes.
You know, and not that we want it to happen elsewhere. You know, I don't think there is an answer for any of this. But if you're at a soccer game and you see something weird,
like the MTA
say something. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
It is.
Besides, it's a shame, you know, and hope it stops.
It's obviously, there's an extra layer of fear and just because... Especially at soccer games where obviously there's so many people, any sporting event, large gathering like that. But there's, I guess, especially having gone to as many soccer games I've gone to in the last year.
Yeah.
The sort of connection, the camaraderie, all these people that who were strangers and now are like almost household names to us. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to have something like that, even the concept of something that crazy happening at a game that you enjoy so much and you just want to support your club, like something like that is obviously so tragic wherever it happens. But at a soccer game when everyone is just so happy
to be
there.
Especially in a place that's been battered like Iraq has. I mean, that's the last thing they needed there. But, you know, hopefully, I mean, for the people who are injured, hopefully they get better soon and, our thoughts are with everyone else, I guess. Did something a bit more lighthearted happen in the world of soccer?
Let's bring the mood up a little bit. So a little more lighthearted, a convicted rapist, Chet Evans, is going to play for Wales against England at Euro 2016.
What websites are you looking at, Kermit?
Metro. Metro.
PerezHilton.com.
MakeYouSad.com.
We're getting the bad
stuff
out of the way
early. It's like a picture of two cute puppies and then a car drives over them.
Yeah.
I laughed a little too hard at that.
Ahead, convicted rapist? That's
the only way Kirby can come.
Yeah. Yep. That's how he gets off.
My parents listen to this. They can't know that.
That is right. Chip, what's his name?
Yeah, Chip.
Chip. Sorry.
Chip.
Chippy.
I mean, Dad.
Chip.
Yes. He's hoping to play for Wales against England in Euro 2016. This is the same thing, you know.
Oh, Chip just put it here. Sorry.
Hey, Dad.
Remember, that was the dark one who started it.
Is that my name now? I don't want.
I don't think he knows who we are. So that's why I put it.
I don't want Kirby's father to refer me ever as the dark one. I'm like,
no, that'll be my
my Darth Vader.
Well, I mean, when you're not around, it's probably. Okay. You know. He is from the South. I mean,
hey, that was something more my meemaw would have said.
Yeah,
may she rest in
peace.
Yeah,
there's a lot been a lot of progress.
Yeah, we like it. So go ahead, convicted rapist. Is this Adam Johnson we're talking about?
No, Chad Evans.
Oh, okay,
the other one. Yeah, was convicted in 2012.
He was a Tottenham player, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Sheffield, at the time, Sheffield United.
Yeah, but he had played for Tottenham at some point. I
choose to believe so because I hate Tottenham.
Yeah.
What is with rapists being allowed to play recently? With Adam Johnson coming out that after the chairman at Sunderland knew.
Right, no, he still played.
Yeah.
And Jared was allowed to run around for the Indy 11 or whatever. No one's going to get that reference.
Really?
You think anyone who knows who the Indy 11 are that are watching this?
That's fair.
I mean, they know, great marketing, but.
Did you know he got fat in prison.
Of course.
B, he's gotten raped constantly in prison.
Has he?
Yeah.
I thought he's gotten beaten up.
And raped. And C.
Are you just. What websites are you reading?
Hold on.
SourceFed.com.
Are you
a sponsor.
Are you happy that he's being raped in prison?
Yes.
I mean, kind of should be, right?
No, but I mean,
see, here's the best part.
Why is this our third segment?
Here's the best part. Now he's making sandwiches in prison.
I knew that's where you were getting to. You know.
Well, my issue with it is, like, obviously, it's like two wrongs don't make
a right.
We've
lost two viewers.
But three rights
during
left.
This conversation.
But two wrongs don't make a right, necessarily. And obviously, you don't want this person to
be around children.
He's in prison and he's not going to inflict any more damage on children. But the concept of it's that thing like, oh, you raped somebody, well, get triple raped.
Eye for an eye.
Get triple raped.
That's it. Doesn't
cool against new slogan. Get triple raped.
All three of us in the third segment. That's what the third segment's all about. Oh boy.
Oh man.
Did anyone score like a beautiful goal or something?
So we're gonna bring the mood up. Romania was playing international friendlies, and they decided to help the children of Romania by wearing their numbers as math equations.
That's right. So to help create more of a desire for education.
Yes,
they wore math problems on their back.
So these kids went to go. You know, they're watching Romania and they want to go see a football match.
Right. They're probably already confused by the spelling of the last names.
And then they're like,
"Is there a seven in there?
What is? why is the Romanian national team giving me goddamn homework?
I know, right?
I don't need any more homework.
The kids are like, this might be the worst thing that's happened all weekend during a soccer match. I'm sorry.
I go to these games to escape.
Jesus fucking Christ.
To escape my goddamn homework.
Yeah, and here I am.
And here I am having to figure all this crap out.
This is punishment.
Up. Yeah.
This isn't a nice, fun soccer game.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, oh, no. Stop it. I didn't say anything.
Well, that's cool of them, you know, for the team to be sort of involved with the country's education.
I want to thank Christian for taking the high road. Yeah. This entire
He doesn't do it often, but when he does.
Well, clearly the dark one has to be the... the man of morality. the moral compass.
I'm just going to
go.
Well done, good sir.
Yeah, the moral compass has always ticked towards darker skin
yeah,
tones.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you made it weird at the end, but it was great. Great callback. What else happened, dude?
So we didn't have Kirby's Corner last week, so I'm going to bring in some news stories from last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Lionel Messi.
Should have started with that.
Lionel Messi just kicked a thunderbolt, and it went into the crowd and broke a Villarreal fan's arm, who then promptly passed out.
Yeah. And did you know that, not to be outdone, Cristiano Ronaldo recently hit a woman in the face with during a free kick and gave her a black and blue, but she recorded the whole thing on her phone. So you could see the moment live.
It's a Call of Duty style first person view
of a ball just barreling towards her. And well, the funniest thing was it curled right for her. So it looked it's like a missile.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a heat-seeking missile.
And the view is so it's at an angle that it looks like a Nike commercial. You know, like it's like so
like when it hits the camera, like you're gonna see a shoe commercial, like a shoe pop up. It should just get smashed in the face. The best is the sound, and you're like, you hear the camera falling, like the phone, you know, but you hear, oh, you know, like, you just,
and this one picks it up. It's just Cristiano Ronaldo, and he winks at the camera.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be a great ending.
Nike.
And also, they forgot to mention this, but both of those women got orgasms when they were
because one of them was a dude.
No, the other one was
a lady.
Yeah, yeah. So that's that's pretty wild.
She broke an arm, dude.
Yeah,
I almost think like Ronaldo did it intentionally.
he can't be outdone by Messi again.
Yeah, no, Messi's not gonna get all the headlines.
He's not gonna let a fan look like a domestic abuse victim. I can do that too.
And Messi will always have it to hold over him. Like, but she didn't pass out, bro.
Yeah, no, she didn't pass out, son.
Maybe you're not as strong as you think you are.
Also, imagine being the woman with the broken arm. How'd you break your arm? Funny story. Lionel Messi kicked a soccer ball so hard at me.
You know, I mean, this is a terrible thought, but like the idea of like if a soccer player is a domestic abuser, only doing it with soccer balls.
So you can never prove it.
When he's drunk, he makes his woman just get against the wall and line up soccer balls.
So you practice every time she overcooks the steak? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's awful.
I asked for medium rare.
I don't think this segment should be ever.
Ever
aired?
I think we should
delete the video.
No, it's great. I'm having a lot of fun with this.
If you're a fan of the podcast, we hope you stick around.
All right, so I just love this headline. Max Kruse, Germany striker, dropped after poker and Nutella issues.
Hilarious. I heard about this, actually.
Yeah, Wolfsburg striker Max Kruse.
Chip, what segment? Thanks, Chip.
Thanks, Dad. After leaving 75,000 euros of poker winnings in the back of a taxi, and then he was suspended again for eating too much Nutella.
Yeah, dude, I heard about this. He ate too much Nutella.
Yeah.
So he can't, like, I guess they're mad at him. He put on so much weight.
So they dropped him from the international break squad.
Was it like Christmas morning? Why is he having all this Nutella? I don't know.
Have you never had Nutella? It's fucking addictive.
I've had a Nutella, but the idea that it's, you know, it's very sweet, so you would just get a tummy ache after a while.
It's got a lot of hazelnut in it. Yeah. Maybe a lot of chocolate. Maybe his pressure was up or something.
I mean, what's the bigger issue? The crippling gambling problem he has, or the Nutella issue?
Clearly the Nutella.
Nutella is clearly the bigger problem.
Yeah. Yeah, gambling. What? He's trying
Rose
to win.
Was fine.
He's a winner. He's trying to win.
Yeah.
And Nutella.
And also,
that's losers.
I mean, and to this
losers
day.
Losers peanut butter.
To this day, there's so many in lower leagues and in smaller countries. You know, there's so many issues with, calling games or what is it? What's the call? There's a word for it. I forgot. When like
shaving points.
Sure. Or like where they basically give up the game or whatever. Throwing the game. Whatever.
Is that what you meant?
I think that's what I meant. I don't know how to speak. but that's a big deal. So the idea that there's a player who's a big gambler is obviously, you know, it's a cause for some concern at the very least. Nobody agrees. Yeah. Okay,
I'm with you.
I mean, I'm fine. I don't think gambling is just, as big an issue.
Am I just stating facts and not saying any jokes? Yeah, that's probably what. That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Always fun for a comedy podcast.
Yeah. So last news story of today.
Here we go.
The League of Ireland, their team, Cabinteely, and I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong, has confirmed that they're going to play a friendly against the band Muse and their crew.
Yeah, I heard about this.
I did not hear about this, and I'm very angry about it.
How many people are in the band Muse?
There's definitely not 11, right?
Yeah, in this picture, there are three. And so I assume they're going to be the front line and then, or the spine.
Yeah.
And then they're just going to get their crew to fill in the rest.
All the roadies and interns.
Yeah, you come up against a big tattooed biker roadie in the defense. You're not going to get past that.
Is that the kind of roadie Muse has? Muse is a fairly soft band, you know?
I don't know anything about Muse.
I only know that song Hysteria. That was like their biggest song, to my knowledge. But they're like a...
I figured you guys would know this. You're pretty old.
Alternative rock. Wow. Yeah. Well, does it have anything to do with age? I don't know.
What does it have to do with this?
Okay.
They look like the Scottish Green Day.
Except like none of the punk cred.
Yeah, they look.
Yeah, they're far from a punk band.
But they look like they could play soccer. That little goatee one. I think different people have goatees in each of the different photos, which is hilarious.
If you would have said,
like, all right, I wore it in the last picture. You wear it this time.
If you would have said, Ireland's going to be going up against like Maroon 5, I would have been like, all right, okay, I could see them fielding a pretty decent size.
It's like Ireland's going against Ariana Grande.
You know what? If you would have said Ireland against like Wu-Tang Clan, they would be like, oh, well, they have too many players.
Yeah.
They're going to have to sub. Who's going to play?
You know Inspector Deck is going to get a red card. Shaheem the Rugged Child is out there.
Ghostface? Yeah. I mean, Ghostface, he's at least going to get warned a couple times. Yeah, the killer's in his name. He's going to be, I mean, the ref is going to have eyes on him. It's going to be, at the very least.
But he won't see him because he's a ghost.
Yeah. Jeez. Imagine the lineups getting called,
that
you know?
That would be hilarious, though. You're starting striker. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D.
Please welcome Wu-Tang Clan, the Reza, Jezza, Old Dirty Bastard, Inspect the Deck, Raekwon.
You got
Raekwon, the
Ghost Face Killer, M-E-T.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be great.
The stadium would erupt.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I would be all about it. I'd be all about it.
Are we too old for that, Kirby? Because you didn't know. You didn't see
the reserves of the Wu Gambinos. Who remembers them?
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. Do you know the members of the Wu-Tang Clan? Did you ever listen to Wu-Tang Clan?
I've heard of Ghostface Killer because Martin Shkreli called him out. And that, like,
this is depressing.
You know, we come from very different.
All right, you just called it old. You're a goddamn amoeba.
But I mean,
this
look,
is the problem with the death metal stuff.
If you're gonna listen to, look, I've been to like 3 Slipknot concerts, guy. I get it. Yeah. Right. So, but
how uncomfortable did you make everyone in that concert feel? There was like a guy with a mask coming, blood spilling out of it, and 3 drummers, and everyone's just staring at you. What's he doing here?
I've been there. So if you want to like learn about hip, you got to listen to Wu-Tang, man.
I'm getting there.
That is one of the
Wu-Tang is a nice step into. As Monroe Martin, very funny comedian, put, they're the Bob Marley of this generation.
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone loves them. They're not really. You know, Bob Marley is reggae, but he's not really reggae. You know, he's Bob Marley. You know what I mean? Wu-Tang isn't necessarily hip-hop anymore. They're Wu-Tang. Everyone loves Wu-Tang. Yeah. Get into it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to get into more hip-hop since hanging out with you guys, and I'm...
Already a good influence.
Yeah.
I started with, like, NWA, and I've been listening to, like, all of those guys, and I feel like I should probably move over to the East Coast now and listen to some Wu-Tang.
Yeah, get out of the West Coast.
Watch in a couple of weeks, Kirby's going to be like... Get these
comes
damn
in with the do-rag.
I can't stand cops, right, guys?
These damn pants. Just because I'm wearing a hoodie. Hilarious.
Oh, man. Yeah, Chip, your son's going to be a different man when he gets back.
Guess who to blame?
These two are my father now.
Yeah.
Oh man. We're ruining your boy.
Yep.
He put good, by the way. All right, Chip. Chip's the best. All right. Is there any other catastrophic event you want to talk about? Any child rapist?
We want to talk about the Cooligans League.
The Cooligans League. Real quick, I think last time I checked, I'm winning.
No, you are not. Kevin's winning.
You're very much Kevin Hall.
12 and FC with 20 points this round.
20 points. But again, the round isn't over. For, you know, the MLS does this scurvy thing because of the international break. They're playing games across the week. I'm holding tight at in fifth place, which is the middle. Not really.
And you're it's only actually... in fifth because of alphabetical order. I want to point that out.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
per
are.
Per point. No.
Yeah, no, it's per point. I think
you
I had less players
have
play to get to 10 points.
I have 12.
And I have 14, so I'm currently winning.
So it's time. Michael McCall, who we don't know Michael McCall, but he's one of our fans.
Yeah. Michael, we love you.
He's in second.
The best.
He's in second.
And
Rob
you're
Hobson.
Us, you mother hugger.
J.S. Bornival. Smoke Meat FC. Love the name.
Yeah, great.
And a guy named Balls Deep is Johans.
Johans, back right.
Yeah, he's sitting balls deep at
balls
the,
deep at the bottom of the table.
Yeah, I think he's changing his name with every position.
When he gets to the top, he's going to be just the head.
Yeah, just the can't wait for him to be called Shaft. through the rocks.
Through the-
all right. Well, listen.
Hey, he's got to be careful. He might get sacked as manager.
Sacked.
That's pretty good.
Not
oh, come
good.
On. That was good.
I mean,
it was forced. But I will just say it was Adam Johnson.
Oh, come on.
Hey-o.
Chip says penetrating humor.
Chip's on point today. Chip's the fourth member of Cooligans. Yeah.
Why am I calling my dad Chip?
That's hilarious. You know, for a while, I called my mom Daisy, and then one day she slapped me, so I stopped. No more of that. That's her name, by the way. I wasn't just like, get out of here, Daisy. Like, just random nickname. All right, this has been one hell of a podcast. We want to thank... Who do we want to thank? We want to thank On the Volley.
And
we got some other stuff. We got some stuff that's coming in from we got maybe some scarves that we're gonna be giving away
soon. That might be happening in April.
Yeah, so. Plus we got some videos coming out that I may or may not be a part of on Thursday. But we got some stuff coming out. We want you guys to listen and follow and do the whole nine. So make sure you subscribe, make sure you hit follow, make sure you do all the other things you're supposed to do. Sign up for our newsletter. Kirby sends out an email every Friday. It's once a week. It's gonna have a lot of news and a lot of stuff, and we're gonna update you on all the stuff we're doing. If we have any videos or any podcasts out. Yeah, it's always funny.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep up with soccer, but you know you don't want an email every single morning, you hit us up. We got you covered every Friday. And it's also going to tell you how you can win the scarf, maybe a t-shirt. We got a couple things coming out. Yeah, we got a couple things we want you guys to... We're going to swag you out. You just got to be on our email list. Be a fan of the Cooligans because we're a fan of you.
That was great. Poetry.
That was really good.
It's pretty beautiful.
And you even like your tone of your voice, like, we're a fan of you.
We're a fan of you.
It's like, yeah, you could give Bernie Sanders a run for his money.
I think
really
so.
Politicking
if a
right
bird
there.
Lands on my podium, I'll smash that thing right out of here. Get out of here. Bird flu. H1N1 is what I said.
Bird flew away.
Follow the Cooligans on Twitter at Soccer Cooligans. I'm Christian Polanco. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Polanco and my website, ChristianPolanco.com.
AlexisGuerreros.com at NotAlexis on Instagram if you want to hear about food. On same thing on Twitter if you want to hear about everything else, including some food. I said AlexisGuerreros.com. Also, Show Me Your Bits podcast. I'm doing one every week, and it's just
great.
Me. So if you're tired of hearing these two, listen to that.
Yeah, just Alexis.
Yeah, screw us.
Also, go to our comedy shows. We're also going to be working together next
Illuminati
week.
Illuminati party, baby.
April 5th. What time?
Starts. The doors open at 8:30. We're done with free tickets. We're completely sold out. There's only a couple of $5 tickets left. $5, not a lot. No drink minimums, nothing. It's in this cool little dungeon. You guys got to check it out. It's absolutely awesome. That's April 5th.
Cool little dungeon. People love dungeons.
Yeah. So we're going to do a show, I think.
What's the venue? Say the venue.
Well, the venue is going to change names.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be called the Colorado Room by the time the show comes, which is from The Shining. So, again, doesn't make it less scary now that I said that. But it's going to be dope. We got some huge name comedians that are going to be there. So you got to check that out. Kirby might show up. He might be in the background hanging out. So come by, say hi. $5 is all it takes to get in the door. $5. And if you want to find out more about that, go to Eventbrite and just put in Illuminati Party and you'll see it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Kirby Pate. You can find me on Twitter at TheKirbyT, on Instagram at TheKirbyT, and on KirbyPate.com. And I just want to say, this is my 10th episode with you guys.
Oh, 10
it's
weeks.
been it's been, well, except for last week. Last week was technically 10, but you had to do the solo show. And I just want to say, I've had a lot of fun with you guys, and I hope I'm not disappointing you like I disappoint my father.
Oh, not at all. Well, we'll talk about it with your father.
Yeah, we talk. I mean, yeah. We used to catch up every week with your dad and talk about exactly what level, who's winning in the disappointment race. Right. And he's still up there.
Yeah, he's up there. Yeah, at least, very disappointing. Yeah.
At least you guys are okay with my dreams of being a comedian.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
what do you say?
People can't disappoint that much. When you start from the bottom and you're still there, and there's not much else to do.
All right, guys.
Thanks. We're the Cooligans.
No. I think we've got to say it the right way.
I think
you guys know who we are. We are the
Cooligans!
Stop it.